Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host KC on the line with my co-host.
Y'all already know who this is. This Tanny calling out of the 757. What it do?
What it do, brother? How are you, man?
I'm blessing heavy favor. How are you doing?
You say you doing what?
I'm saying I'm blessed and highly favored, man.
Are you ready for the conversation tonight?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
I don't think you're ready.
Boy, I didn't have my Red Bull. I'm ready.
Mm-mm, I don't think you're ready, Teddy.
Are these ladies ready for the topic at hand?
I don't know. Cause this topic is, this is a real touchy topic. Because, you know, it's always on somebody's mind, you know?
Yeah.
It's always on somebody's mind. I really don't get why it's on so many people's mind, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, and we definitely going to touch it. We're going to get real tonight because you know how we do. We keep it real at all times.
You know it.
We're going to give you what you want to hear, and 9 times out of 10, we're going to give you what you don't want to hear, too. It's like that, lady. It's like that. So, tonight's topic is stud on stud.
Oh, Lord.
So, all of you stud on stud haters, this is your time to speak up and keep it 100 and say what's on your mind because, yeah. It's going down tonight on She's On Radio. Teddy.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about stud on stud, sir?
All I'm going to say is this. At the end of the day, to each his own. And, I mean, when you take your clothes off, when you're doing your thing, you got the same thing. So it shouldn't matter if it's stud on stud, femme on femme, cat on dog. If you're happy, you're happy. It shouldn't matter what people, you know, say about it, because in our community, we are worse critics. We criticize stud on stud, but if you see two femmes together, oh, that's sexy, which, by the way, it is, but you know what I mean, right?
I know what you mean. I know where you're getting at.
It's like,
I know
we agree with that, but if you want two, if two studs want to be together, nah, that's nasty. Who the dominant one, and who takes, it's just too much. But if they like it, hey, that's them. Don't knock their boat. Shit.
Well, you being a dom yourself, Teddy, I know how you feel about it, but how do you feel about it when it comes down to you and another stud?
Let me see. Right now, I'm happy with what I'm, you know, what I'm dealing with, who I'm talking to and stuff like that. But, like I said, at the end of the day, it's still a woman. That's what we all need to keep in mind. It don't matter if she wear the same clothes as me and she wear the same boxes. Hopefully she don't wear the same size boxes, but you get my drift. She's still a woman. It don't matter who you love or what the hell they got on. That's them. That's all. Let me paraphrase. If that was me in that situation, that's me and mine. Not worried about what me and mine's doing.
That's what I'm trying to get at. That's what I'm
don't
trying to get
about,
at.
Yeah, don't worry about who. If I was single, maybe.
If you were single, but
I know
you would date a stud.
If I was single, yeah, but I know my preference. I really go towards films, but it really don't matter because when you take off the clothes, they got what I got. And that's what I want. So it's like, don't worry about who I'm with. If it's a stud, a film, a can of Red Bull with wings, don't matter. Don't worry about who I'm with. Worry about your own situation.
I'm digging it. I'm digging it, Teddy. Loving the answer. Loving the answer. Yes.
What's your take on this touchy subject?
You always want to put it on me.
Nigga, you put it on me first all the goddamn time. It's your turn.
You always trying to get me to out myself to these lovely, sexy ladies.
They want to hear it. They want to hear your opinion on this matter. Shit, I want to hear it.
Honestly, my first girlfriend was a stud. And I was a stud, too. Well, I don't label myself anymore, but, yeah. I mean, I've been there. I've done that. Why? Because I'm going to date who I want to date. I don't care if President Bush tells me, hey, stud on stud is illegal. I'm going to date who I want to date. It's just real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So It is what it is. I just feel like, you know, if everybody just shut up, sit in the corner, let people do what they want to do with them, with their lives, and stop worrying about the next, this world will be so much better. This world will be so much better. What's so different between a femme and a femme and a stud on a stud? You can go in the gay club and you can clap, clap, clap for man on man, you know, because both of them are dominant, but you can't clap on two dominant women. You get what I'm saying? It's the same thing. They're both tops in the relationship. They both prefer to dominate. So let them dominate each other. I have no problem with that, you know?
Mm.
Right now, my life right now, I really couldn't sit up here and say that I would date a stud or I wouldn't. All I'm going to say is I'm attracted to who I'm attracted to.
Mm.
You know? I'm attracted to who I'm attracted to. And
right.
It is what it is. If she can prove to me that she's a woman that love women and can love me and take care of me, mind, body, and soul, why not? These fams are not doing it. No shade to the fams, but
somebody got to do it for you.
Somebody got to make me happy, baby. These fams are not doing it. I'm going to say it again. These fams are not doing it.
Uh-oh.
These fams are not doing it for KC. Okay? So somebody got to make me happy. Now, I couldn't be with a very dominant, butch-looking one, you know, just because, you know, I'm the man in the relationship, you know. But you know what I'm saying? She got a little weave or a little bang to the side. She a little dominant, you know what I'm saying? Be like, yeah, babe, what's up? She be like, yeah, babe, what's up? Hey, I talk to fans with deeper voices than mine. I got a deep voice. You feel what I'm saying? So that doesn't bother me. You know?
Right.
It's all about how she can please me. So, studs hit on me sometimes. I flirt back because I'm a flirt. That's what I do. I'm going to flirt with you in public. And dare somebody to say, ew, KC flirt with a stud. Who cares? You lucky the stud when you just mad at me because that stud don't want to flirt with you. Boo boo, you better get it up. Get it up.
Don't be mad, get glad.
Get glad, baby. That's what it is, Teddy. So, you know, I wanna ask you another question, Teddy. Have you ever thought about being sexual with another stud?
Not really. That's not have not come to my mind. That's just me.
So I'm saying if a stud, let's see, if a stud had the perfect body, you hear me?
I get
ladies,
you're
going
to
an imagination right now. Right? Stud had the perfect body, I'm talking about. Now you're from Love and Hip Hop body, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord,
you heard me. Did you hear me?
I heard you, but go on.
You're talking about Naya from Love and Hip Hop body. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Stud had that body just like that. She had the long hair. She probably wear a fitted hat. She even wore for a little bit of that, what's her name? Tiana Taylor. Kind of give you that soft Stud thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You telling me when she approached you, you single. And you like, damn, she bad. Mm. She got this little tomboy thing going on. You're telling me.
I'm telling you because if I was single or if I won't talking to anybody, who knows? But even if I'm single and I'm talking to somebody, no, because I can't do it. I have no problem with it, but I know my preference. I know what I like and how I like it. So I can't sit here and really answer that question. All I can say is this. No, if she walked up to me.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Teddy is lying. I ain't lying, man.
So what about that butt you was telling me about last week, the Rico one?
Say what?
What about that Rico Suave story you told me you met on Facebook?
What Rico Suave story?
The stud, man, with the beard. You don't remember you telling me that?
Hell no,
like,
motherfucker.
Damn, she looked like Pat LaBelle, man.
No. That wasn't me. That was somebody else. You better get your women straight, honey. That wasn't me. That wasn't me, bro. Hang on.
I'm joking, man.
I know, look, that wasn't me, bro. Hang. You better get your women straight, boo boo.
I'm joking, girl. Look, you know I had to add some spice to it.
Yes, hunty, because you for sure gonna get the snap to the face, hunty.
Yes. Man. So, man, you know what I'm about to do. You know exactly what the time it is. It's time to go to them lines and see what the ladies got to say about it. Ladies, definitely, I know there's a lot of y'all listening online. I want y'all to dial 1-646-716-6977. Call us. We want to hear your input on this stud topic. Definitely want to hear what you got to say. I want to know if it's right, if it's wrong. Should it be banned in all 50 states? Or should people just mind their doggone business? The world may never know. But we definitely want to hear what you got to say. Before I go to my lines, I got to let you ladies know about She Pride 2014. The headliner will be announced tomorrow. She will be. Trust me. You're going to want to buy your tickets January 1st when they come on deck because they will sell out. I'm telling you they're going to sell out because every year it sells out.
Yeah, you can give me a hint,
6 months before the event, it sells out. So you know when I announce this headliner tomorrow, it's going to sell out probably within the first 3 months. So I'm here to tell you. You're going to want to get down with it. All right. Let's go to our phone lines. Let's see. Ladies, how do you feel about stud on stud? Come on. Somebody press that number one.
Come
down 646-716-6977. We want to hear what you got to say. Press that number one, ladies. How do you feel about studs, dating studs? How do you feel?
Like, I know y'all out there listening to our crazy selves.
They scared, bro.
They scared. Y'all, they be talking about it, saying it's all nasty and stuff.
I know, but let me say something like, let me put my mouth on somebody's stuff. Everybody gonna hit it up.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody gonna hit it
like,
up.
Okay, Casey, you gonna do what? You gonna do it who? You gonna do it how?
So how you gonna lick on the sauce, KC and Teddy?
Teddy
gonna be praying, honey. I'm gonna be buck naked with some Speedos on, showing my boobs, and doing a Harlem Shake and the Wobble, drinking some tequila and eating some fried chicken. Yes.
Oh, God, I'm going to be praying, like, yeah. Lord, please shield my ass from this Speedo tequila dancing chicken-eating brother, man.
No, we're gonna do some stud-on-stud stuff.
No, the fuck.
You're going to be in a bikini, Teddy.
No, I... Gerbo. That shit will get lost in the sauce.
In the sauce.
In the sauce.
In the sauce, honey. Yes, in the sauce. Eating on the potato salad. Yes.
Look, explain that going to the emergency room to the nurses.
Oh, well, we can't explain too much, you know.
Like, what is that hanging out your ass? I don't know.
They don't have to know all that, honey. They don't have to know all that.
Yeah.
Definitely want y'all ladies to press that number one. Definitely want you to press that number one. We're trying to talk to you. We want to get your input on stud on stud. How do you feel about it? Don't be scared. We're not going to bite you. And even if you just want to talk to us, say, hey, Casey, hey, Teddy, Merry Christmas. We could ask you how your Thanksgiving was or anything. Just press the number one, ladies. There's a lot of y'all on here. And I want to talk to some of y'all. Because Teddy is not trying to do stud on stud with me.
Hell no.
Oh, don't act like you're not going to do it. Because we're going to do it after tonight.
Bruh, I love you and everything, but I don't love you like that. That's
Man, you know what, man?
Wait a minute. They make this
you
stuff
know what?
Huh?
You know what? You're going to stop lying to these people.
What are you? Whatever, man.
You are going to stop lying to these people.
I ain't lying to nothing to nobody, homie.
I'm serious.
I'm so serious. I can't lie, even if you paid me.
Man. Ladies. Press that number one. You know what, though, Teddy? This is exactly what's going to happen. We don't miss Thanksgiving, so I want to know, tell the people exactly what are you thankful for? What do you think? We'll get back to that topic.
I'm thankful for me getting to see another Thanksgiving, of course. Thankful for my two beautiful kids, even though they crazy as hell. Thankful for some family members that I'm cool with. Thankful for, you know, this, the new lady that's in my life who's treating me how I'm supposed to be treated and vice versa. I mean, thankful for a lot of things, but I know I'm definitely thankful for those things and my mama, because without her, man, Teddy be a mad mother. I'd be a bad mother.
Okay. Ladies, we got somebody to talk to. Are you called 757-561? The topic tonight is stud on stud. Talk to us. Tell us how you feel about it, baby.
Hey, Casey. This is Tamara.
Hey, how are you, baby?
Fine.
That's good.
You know, I'm a little baby girl, right?
Yeah, I seen the baby girl. The picture's pretty. I seen the picture. She's pretty.
Thank you. But that topic, I really don't have nothing to say because it's like they still female. So, you know, one of them is probably more dominant than the other, but it go both ways. So I don't judge them. They do them. That's all I can say.
Right? Okay. So would you, let me ask you a question. Miss Lady. So hi,
I miss y'all. Oh my God.
Miss you too, baby. Miss you. Congratulations on that, on your baby. Yes, awesome.
Thank you.
Your baby's here.
Yes, I love her.
I'm the baby daddy, right?
Huh?
I'm the baby daddy, right?
Sure, Casey.
Okay.
I'm the godfather. Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Right, as long as I'm the baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? I'm the baby daddy. We could talk about stud on stud with the baby.
Oh, God. Poor baby, she was like, what the hell is you talking about? So, like, all I want is a bottle and my diaper change. That's it.
I know.
And a piece of scribble up chicken in my bottle.
Nothing.
The baby got to have chicken now. You got to feed the baby chicken. Like, come on there. Can't be my child if not eating chicken. You feel me?
Oh, I love chicken myself. I eat chicken.
She's not even a month old yet. Wait till she about a month, 2 months old. Then try for some chicken, man. Come on.
Nah, man. We got to get the chicken in the grinder.
Oh, God.
Y'all.
That baby going to come out saying, eat more chicken.
Eat more chicken now.
Yes, but what's the question you said? You asked me a question. You said you had to ask me a question on that old thing.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. So, Holly, since you're a film, so I want to know the way you look at two dominant women. Is that a turn on you?
It kind of is, yeah.
You would love to see two hardback studs bumping with their Timberlands and their fitted hats screaming, yeah, daddy, what's up? You would like that.
What? Yeah, I would. Cause
that sounded actually like a porno.
Yeah, because I am a porno.
And actually, yeah, I would actually enjoy it. I would sit right there and just watch. I really, like, I would just sit there and watch it, like, y'all having fun?
Oh, God.
Girl, I wouldn't watch. I would be jumping in the middle. Somebody take my pants off, and I'm next. I ain't lying. What?
But stud on studs, half of the studs that stud on stud don't like them. So it's like, it's kind of, you know. I feel like they're judgmental against them. Like, what's the problem? Can't let a film come in? Hey,
I'm just not big on labels, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Look, because half of these films out here, even the film girls, half of these films out here are more dom than these studs.
Yeah.
They're more aggressive than these studs are.
Mm-hmm.
You look at some of these relationships. These femmes are running these studs. You know what I'm saying?
I consider myself one like that.
I'm gonna need to get in my inbox. I like that. That's a turn on.
I do. Like, I'm just like, I put my foot down sometimes, but I feel like, okay, the studs should have say so too. But if she wanted them soft studs, I was just like, then what the fuck? Like, I might as well be the dominant one. Like, there's no point in two soft stuff and a soft stud. That's not going to work. Because it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But, yeah. So, how y'all been? I miss y'all.
Been high, mama. Just hustling. Just putting on what she's on, you feel me?
Yeah.
Putting on
what
she's on.
About y'all club, where is it at in Richmond?
207. Everybody jot this down with a piece of paper. You taking notes. Everybody getting there. Fire, you ready?
Ladies, write it down.
This is also the address for She Pride 2014. So, take this address in. Okay? You ready for it?
Yeah.
207. That's 207. West.
207.
West, W-E-S-T, or W-W,
West.
Dot. Right? West, broad, like, look at that broad over there with that dog booty. Like, broad, B-R-O-A-D.
You can't see it in there.
Street, baby. So it's 207 West Broad Street, Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia. Or Virginia, however you want to say it.
You're the next, Casey.
23220. Call me now. Call me now.
She
yes, that is the address. We are there once a month. Always remember third Fridays.
Third Friday of the month
is a different event, and it's going to be somebody sweet. Actually, this Friday, well, December the 20th, we're bringing down. You ever heard of Bossed Up? And she used to be with Bossed Up Entertainment, but I don't think she's with them anymore. Her name is Storm. She's from Philly. Remember Storm, First Lady Storm?
She got the big booty one?
Nah, she the stud girl with the plaits, honey.
Oh.
She the one everybody at. Everybody likes Storm. You hear me? She gonna go pow. You feel me? You know what it is? I think you talking about Lady Drama in Philly, I think. But this is Storm. You look at my page, I post a lot. So just keep, if you're not on my friends list, get with me because you're gonna wanna be there. You're gonna wanna be on my friends list. You're gonna wanna get invited to these events that I'm talking about, and then there's some events that I'm not talking about. You get what I'm saying? So events. If you want to see ladies that love ladies, baby, you want to be connected to Casey. Casey's bringing you that lady favor, that flavor.
But Casey, I'm going to try to come.
You better come and you better speak to me.
Okay, I will.
Some people get scared to speak to Casey. They'll just look at me like, I wonder if they're going to speak like this. They'll just sit there and look like,
oh, my
God.
Casey and Teddy, I mean.
Yeah, you know, me and Teddy are very humble. Very humble people. You know, just bring me a piece of chicken and bring Teddy a sub from Wawa's. And I'm telling you, we will be your best friend.
All day, best friend. I can get a case of diapers for the baby.
You know what? Bring me a bowl. Bring me a bowl from Wawa. The turkey gobbler bowl with the cranberry sauce. Ugh, it's to that. I'm gonna give me one Friday. That's my tea day. But Now people probably like, Lord, they done got out the subject, done got out the talk about the stud on stud. You keep on listening to us, baby, because we love your conversation. You feel me?
I love y'all, too.
We love you, too. Give me a kiss, girl. Give me a kiss, girl.
Well, I'm going to let the other ladies call in, because they probably like, she won't talk her head out. Anyways. I'm the number one fan.
Yes. And we want you to, you know what? Guess what? Just for you. You've asked us. I remember you said you wanted more if she's on radio. Starting January. Starting the first Monday in January. It will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 2 hours long. She's on radio. Will be for you, baby.
Okay.
You heard it?
Yep.
So definitely.
All right.
It's for you. It's for you.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Well,
look at you. Yeah.
Balling on the other customers.
All right, baby. But thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio. We definitely appreciate your support. And stand by. We got some announcements, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Before we click off this line, ladies, I want you to press the number one. I want you to let me know, how do you feel about stud on stud? How exactly do you feel about stud on stud? We want to count down. I need you to press the 1, ladies. We want to hear from you. We want to count down. 10 seconds. 10. Press the number 1. 9. Press the number 1. 8. 7. Press 1. 1. All right, look. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in. She's on radio tonight. It's been awesome. Awesome, awesome, ladies. Ah, see, we have a spike in callers, a spike in online listeners. Thank you so much for the support. Tonight's topic was a very, 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 very touchy one. Want to do some quick announcements. She Pride 2014, August 15th and 16th, Richmond, Virginia. It's going down. We have a whole lot of new, 100% new acts that's going to be at She Pride this year. I will announce the headliner tomorrow. And once I end, I'm telling you, once I announce this person, you're going to want to get your tickets January 1st when they go on deck, because they will not make it past March. I'm letting you know that right now, off the top. All right? Thank you, Teddy. Thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio, and thank you for being an awesome co-host, Teddy.
You know I got you, bro. I got you all the time. You know me. I'm here. Where am I at? I'm going to be down. You know, I got you.
I feel you, man. Tell everybody how to get at you, how to follow you on your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
I already know what it is. Facebook.com/TheKingOfVA, Instagram TeddyBear_KingOfVA. I don't have a Twitter right now, and that's pretty much it for right now, man.
Alright, you can follow KC at JUSZ KC. That is my Twitter. My Facebook at JUSZ KC. That is my Facebook, JUSZMEEHKC. That is my Instagram. All right, ladies. And, of course, at She's On ENT at Instagram and at She's On ENT on Twitter and Team She's On YouTube. Tonight has been great. I'll see you tomorrow, ladies. The topic tomorrow is, I'm not going to tell you. You just got to call it to check it out. Each and every day, 11 p.m. Eastern, here, right here, 646-716-6977. Love you. Have a good night. Ow.